Hello, everybody. You're listening to Wake Up with Patty Catter, and I am Patty Catter. Today, I have Eddie Molina on the show. Welcome, Eddie.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm caffeinated. How are you?
I am also caffeinated. I'm on number two, and I usually only do two for the day, but I was like, I want to be extra prepared for this one.
Good, because I'm a little bit feisty sometimes. So Eddie is an amazing author and all around fantastic guy. I've known Eddie for a hot minute now. Eddie's also an army veteran. Eddie, tell us a little bit about yourself in your own words. Tell my listeners.
Real briefly, I joined in 1999 at the age of 20 years old. I wasn't sure what to do with my life. And I was inspired by my brother who did active duty time prior to that. So I went to the National Guard because I was looking for the military, but wanted to stay closer to home. So that was like a perfect blend. Not only that, but I heard the commercials all day, every day as I was delivering pizza. And that's what you hear on the radio all day. So it actually works. And I signed up there. Did a few years, got out and went back in and continued on. So I did a total of 10 years in the National Guard as an officer. And then I got out and pursued other things. And during that time, we did deploy to Iraq in 2008. It was rather modest compared to some of your other guests and some of the people I know that been doing a lot more wild stuff. But it was a good experience. But I'm glad I moved on. I was ready to move on to the next challenge.
So what are you doing right now? I mean, I kind of know what you're doing, but tell my listeners.
Well, I noticed you said author earlier, which is also true. I authored a couple of books, one on leadership, which derived from most of it from the military, and the other one on sales, which I have a sales background. But really, I consider myself more of a writer than an author. One of the things I really enjoy doing is writing articles, interviewing people. But I really have a passion for writing about nonprofit organizations. Because I know that they're out there to help, and some of them struggle with getting their voice out and getting their exposure out. So what I've learned is, hey, if I can interview them, find out about the organization, and then tell, the military and law enforcement and first responder world about this nonprofit organization, that may compel them to take action because they might find something that sounds intriguing to them.
Your articles are really interesting too. So I love to read, but I only like to read interesting articles, and yours are interesting. You hold my attention the whole time. So I personally appreciate your articles. And so let's dig in a little bit. Now, you mentioned, your military experience. You mentioned that you like to write, but I've noticed lately online you've been posting about veteran events in your area. That actually caught my eye because it's funny, like post 9/11, we had tons and tons of military events going on around the nation. And then as of the last few years, it just seems like sometimes some of these events are fizzling out. Or, for example, I talked to somebody last night who's an Army veteran. He's like, "Man, Patty, I'm just having a really hard time getting guys to my events anymore. They're not even coming to free breakfast. Like, what's up with that?" Your events are super successful. So let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. My brother's been a member of the VFW for, I don't know, 15 years, so a long time. And I like to say he dragged me into it about 10 years ago. And I really had never had any interest because my preconceived notion of VFW is like, oh, it's for older folks. It's nothing in it for me. Like, I was not interested in it. So this year, I would say less than a year ago, I decided, you know what, instead of resisting, why don't I find ways to use it, get involved, and find ways to bring it back to what it was originally meant for? So we started hosting events, with the idea of bringing veterans out, and a lot of it's inspired by this one nonprofit called Irreverent Warriors, where they take all military, whether you're active duty, you're just joined, long-term veteran, everything in between, and they go on these hikes, these pre-planned hikes throughout different cities throughout the country. And the whole idea is just to get veterans together, socialize, meet each other, and find out, hey, you might find somebody that you can relate to, whether you relate to them because you both struggle with post-traumatic stress, or whether you just have a good time. They create these opportunities. So I'm like, you know what? Let's find activities so that we can just invite veterans out, all military as well. So for the same reason, just come out, get together. And so I really embraced the VFW recently. And I'm trying to bring it back to what it was originally meant for, because a lot of them have really devolved into just watering holes, unfortunately, which is fine. That's one social event, but there's got to be others. So we're looking to get creative. We're looking to find different type of events so that we can attract different veterans. And one of the keys is I am looking for different type of events, because I know with a concert that we did over the summer, I've invited a lot of veterans that I know that are in this Northeast, and some of them are like, they don't like the noise. It's a little too hectic for them. You know, it triggers them, which I understand. And then we did something with a comedy show. I was like, all right, that's a little bit more mellow, not as chaotic. And now we're doing a hypnosis show, which is a different one, but similar. But, you know, we're trying to get creative and just get them out, just socialize and let them know that, hey, you can meet somebody that could change your life.
I absolutely love that. Have you ever been hypnotized?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I've been watching the videos of the performer. He's incredible. He's probably one of the nation's best, and we got lucky with him that he did it for next to nothing, because he's local and he's a huge veteran supporter. I've That's never awesome. Done it. I did do one of those weight loss diet ones at like the county college, like one nighters. I was like, well, it's $50. Let me just try it out of curiosity. But it was a class setting, and it was more of an introduction to the idea, but that was the closest I came. I'm not against it. It's just the thought of it kind of spooks me.
I mean, I could hypnotize you on the show right now. I'm just kidding.
It's your show. I don't want to, it's your show. You can do it.
I mean, I'll wait till afterwards. We'll talk. So one thing that I think is really fun is that you are thinking about the different types of events to get to the different types of veterans, because let's face it, everybody's different, right? I've seen comedy work for the veterans and for people in general. And then also the hypnotists, that's going to be really a fun event. And I'm kind of curious, is it more like for fun, or people can get hypnotized to overcome some things like PTSD, or is it just like more entertainment this time around?
This guy is, he does it all. He has clients that he helps personally with, you know, smoking cessation or alcohol or just trying to improve themselves. But he's also very funny. So he does it in the comedy sense as well. So he does have therapeutic effects hypnotist, and he does have the entertainment comedy part of it too.
Huh, interesting. All right. So last year I took some classes on how to hypnotize people. Just FYI.
Yeah, you know what he said? He said that he's like, I can teach you. He's like, it's not hard. It's really simple. And I was like, that seems like a godlike power that I don't want to tinker with. You know, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. But now the more I talk about it, the more I'm looking into it, I'm kind of curious myself to see what's involved. And it doesn't sound hard.
No, I mean, part of the battle is actually getting people to believe that you can hypnotize them. That's the, you know, the biggest thing you have to do. But so, okay, let's talk about how are you getting to the veterans? Because one of the other questions I had pop up last week is I had a lady say, hey, I really want to help, do something for veterans. So I just told her, in my experience, you just go out and you find organizations that need help. Is that what you did? Is that how you found this Irrelevant Warriors, or how did you find your people?
It's a work in progress. And what I'm trying to do is create a sort of like a system of how to put this together. And one of the next big pushes we're going to be going after are veteran-owned businesses who are also philanthropic that want to give back, because there are plenty of those. After we did the concert, we did have some local businesses that were veteran-owned. They were like, hey, keep us informed. We love what you're doing. We want to sponsor it. Not just for as a business aspect, but also as to give back, because they understand what veterans are going through. So we're trying to pair that up with, if we can find a list of sponsors that would consider it, great. That'll help fund the operational cost of these events. And then we can, once we fund the operational cost, we can invite, you know, nonprofit organizations, especially local ones, to show up and just set up a table and like, hey, you know, we're trying to bring in these veterans. We're trying to put together these events. You know, we have the space. We, you know, fortunately, our VFW is one of the bigger ones, you know, across the state. So we have the space. So we want to put it together. And really, it's just a matter of word of mouth, networking, social media. The more we're doing this, the more people are intrigued and they want to get involved. And the more people that are involved, the more we can branch out. And, you know, sometimes it comes down to just going into a local pizzeria, like, hey, can you put this flyer up? Or, hey, can you donate cards, gift cards, anything? And 9 times out of 10, they're receptive because they understand what we're trying to do. And they understand that we are committed to hosting these events at no charge, which is part of the challenge, but it's also part of the draw. Like, hey, you have no excuse with veterans. You know, the isolation can be tough. So we're trying to minimize as many reasons as we can for them to not come out. But hey, it's free, it's fun, come out. So obviously we can't force people, but we're doing everything we can to encourage it.
Have you seen any veterans have a life-changing moment at any of your events, would you say?
I've had feedback that said they, you know, some of them were a little skeptical and they weren't really into it, but then they decided to come out, and I've had feedback where it did help them. They did meet somebody. It's really hard to determine, like, this one time changed everything for me, but sometimes it's just a start. It's just the beginning process of it. I have had people that have since stayed in touch. You know, they were friends before. Now they're, you know, closer friends because they went to these events, and some that were complete strangers that just happened to chat. So we have had that feedback. And that's what we're pushing for. We're just make those connections. And I've experienced some of that with the Irreverent Warriors, where I met people there that I stay in touch with. And social media, you know, I know it has its downside, but it also has its benefits. And we're able to stay in touch through social media. And then we see each other maybe once a year, twice a year, but at least that's one extra connection. And that's the whole idea. Make these connections possible so that, you know, they can continue going forward.
Absolutely. It sounds like it made a drastic difference in your life. Now, I've seen it. So
yeah, and it definitely has. I found a bit more purpose, you know, as far as this creative outlet. So it is part fun, but it's also part productive too. So, you know, knowing that it can help helps me.
Absolutely. I love that. That's definitely my motto as well. So tell me about one article that you've written that you think has really impacted your life. Like, what is probably the number one article that you've written that you really, really love the most?
One of my earlier ones, this was probably 3 summers ago. It might even be pre-COVID. I don't know what COVID, you know, the whole time thing just confuses me. But it was a veteran out in Maryland who was a farmer. We have friends in the DC area, so we were looking for a nonprofit nearby that we could visit. Because at the time I was like, you know, going to a physical place would be fun. And someone mentioned it was called Fields for Valor Farms. And my wife and I went to go volunteer on a Saturday, because Saturday's the big day where they load everything on the trucks and they take the food into DC for homeless veterans and, you know, veterans with food insecurities. And as I'm talking to him, you know, he was shaking. I thought it was nerves, you know, because he's talking to somebody, a writer, not that I'm important, but I thought it was that. But as we continue talking and we're walking around the farm, you know, I start to realize that that's just who he is, and that's part of his post-traumatic stress. And he was telling me, like, his level of post-traumatic stress is one of the more extreme cases, where he had to do 6 months inpatient therapy, you know, and he just really had struggled for a long time. And he found relief in farming, in the sense that he liked to cook, but he couldn't work in a restaurant because, you know, how restaurants are at peak hours in the kitchen, it's chaotic. So he said he couldn't function properly in that environment. So he picked up farming with zero experience in farming. He decided to lease a plot of land. You know, he had sponsors and other people help him out, and I just fell in love with it. And at the time, he was just getting started, and I still follow him today. Now he brings in other veterans and he teaches them how to farm, and they expanded into beekeeping. He's expanded the amount of land, so he's really learning it. And that, to me, that resonated more than most.
That's incredible. I've heard of farming as therapy, and I've heard a lot of veterans who've had great success in that. So that's amazing. Well, Eddie, tell us where we can follow you. Where are you on social media? Tell us about where your website is.
Sure. I'll start with my personal website. It's actually my name. I was fortunate enough to get my name acquired. So it's eddiemolina.com. And I put a lot of the more interesting articles on there, especially for the ones that are related to nonprofit organizations. Because what I've learned by researching and talking to nonprofits and knowing about some of them, they're not all great. And some are, I don't know how to use the word bad, but not as wholesome and genuine as you would want a nonprofit to be. So the ones that I do see that are passion driven, that come from personal experiences and personal backgrounds, those make the most genuine. And those are the ones that they're trying their hardest to keep operating costs low because they're really more about the cause. So I put on my website all those nonprofits that I know are really effective and really passion driven and genuine and want help. And I'm going to continue doing that.
So are those all military affiliated nonprofits or just in general nonprofits, or do you have them separated or categorized?
I don't have them categorized. They are all either military, law enforcement, or first responder. Many of them serve all of those categories because they all deal with the same challenges. Some are strictly military, but others are a little bit of both, but I don't have them categories that way. But I do talk about it, and that's why I put it on the website. Not just here's the name of the nonprofit, but here's the link to the actual article so you can read about that nonprofit and find out more details. And that's one of the goals is, you know, if they can do a quick 3-minute read, they can get all the information they want, whether it's the right nonprofit for them, or even if it's a nonprofit that they're eligible for. So that's why I do that, for the awareness part.
I love that. Eddie Molina, that just rolls off your tongue when you say it the right way.
It is. And here's a fun fact. That's my actual legal name because my father didn't want anyone calling me Junior. So he named me Eddie because he's Eduardo.
Oh, wow. So your name is literally Edward or Eddie, not Edward.
Correct. Eddie Molina, no middle name. That's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact. That's a great fact. So are you on Instagram or any other social media platform?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Ed Blue Magazine. It's one of the outlets I write for, the Blue Magazine. I post there. I post goofy videos, but I also post pictures. You know, I'm not super active on Instagram, but it is one way you can follow me. I'm also on LinkedIn. You can find me there as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Eddie. Do you have anything else you'd like to add today? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes. I wasn't going to mention it unless it came up organically, but I did start a t-shirt apparel business that I just launched this week. It's still a work in progress, but at least it's functional now. It's called buyherostuff.com. And I'm coming up with designs, you know, for the hero community, whether it's law enforcement, first responder, military. And my intent is to donate a portion of those proceeds to these nonprofits that I know are genuine. So I'm trying to tie everything in together.
It's amazing. And you know what? I almost forgot to ask you my key question. I've been off on a little break. What is one trial you've had in your life, and how did you overcome that trial with triumph?
That's a good question. Now, should it be military related or first responder related?
Anything, any trial you've had in your life, and how did you overcome it? It can be one trial. I mean, we all have like a 50 million of them, but.
Fair. I would say one trial was, that is an on-the-spot question. Mm-hmm. Well done. Well done. Mm-hmm. I would say in raising kids, first, we had our two children 14 months apart. They were very young. And I've learned that obviously they're going to test your patience at that young age. But also that helped me kind of look inward because I never thought post-traumatic stress was an issue with me. But then I learned it was. Like, here's an example I tell everybody. When I used to go pick up my kids from school, the younger one, there was somebody in this Muslim garb, you know, the full black. And I used to stand at the opposite part of the parking lot because I thought it was safer, which on the surface makes no sense. But to me, it made sense. So, you know, that to me was like one of my first, oh, maybe I did have some level of post-traumatic stress, but I didn't realize it. So that kind of started the ball rolling with digging into other things. And then I learned that, you know, my responses to some of what the kids were doing was more about me than it was them. So, you know, once I kind of learned that, now I kind of took a step back. So when the kids do something, I'm like, hold on. Is it really them and what they're doing? Or is it really my response to what they're doing? And
good
that helps
for you.
Yeah. And the first couple of years of even now, but the first couple of years were especially trying because they were so small and so close together in age. But that all kind of happened in the same thing. So that was really a really huge trial to overcome. That's not perfect now, but it's a lot better than what it was.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's so important to remember, like, the way that people are treating you, the things that our kids do. The way we respond is how we respond. And it's, you know, they can't make us do it, especially kids, right? So as a parent, you're probably like, oh my gosh, you're, you know, talking too loud, you're driving me crazy. And then really, it's just because you already had a long day and you were working or whatever. It really wasn't their fault, you know, that you had all these other things going on. So I love that you shared that. That's an important key.
Yeah, that was raw because I didn't have any prep time for that. So that came out.
I love that. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you so much for joining me. You are welcome to come on my show anytime. I don't make that offer to just anybody, but I do appreciate you. I appreciate your spirit. You're always helping other people, and I think that's amazing. So everybody, make sure you go over to eddiemolina.com. I'll have that hooked up on my website as well, so you can click the links. I appreciate you so much, Eddie. And thank you, everybody, for listening this week. And yeah, just have a great, great rest of your day.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Good luck.
Thank you.